Blog Talk Radio.
Duel, the weekly podcast where we talk about all things Salem, USA, and we're happy to be here tonight. It's been a pretty interesting week in Salem. I'm filling in for the diva tonight. This is Anna, and we've got Mary Ann here.
Hi, everyone.
And so Mary Ann and I will be talking here for a while, and Rose wasn't able to make it tonight, and Nicole wasn't either, and Carrie's out of town. Well, not really, but anyway, she's not able to be here tonight. So anyway, we'll move on with the happenings of the week. Let's see. Well, first of all, we need to give a shout-out to our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And
yeah,
also want to give a shout-out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of the Hapkas, I heard they called in when I wasn't there, the one time that I wasn't there. So I tweeted Bob that he owes me a call. I said, you owe me a call.
Oh, there you go.
And I,
well,
he actually retweeted, I think he retweeted it. I think he retweeted that. So I don't, know. So if he's out there listening, he owes me a call. No.
There you go.
Just wanted to put that out there. Okay.
Yes, it was a special treat to have Bob and Amy call a couple weeks ago. That was really nice, and we always love hearing from them. And you can find the Diva of Duel at Diva of Duel on Twitter. Find me at Cosy Hooch, Mary Ann at Mama, M-A-M-A, underscore Hooch, and at Rose of the Briar, and at Nicole, N-I-C-H-O-L-L-E, 78. So I think that's everybody. And, you can also find us on iTunes, and we have a Facebook page, and a fan page and a friend page. And, I don't know. I don't know if that's all the pimping, but I think that's most of it.
Do we pimp everybody?
Yeah. Who else? I'm in the show now. No, anyway, I think because of some momentous things that happened in the DeMira household this week in the demand show,
really?
That that perhaps Mary Ann should go first.
Wasn't it a boring week?
Oh, I know. It's so dull.
Well, what happened in Salem this week?
That's a really good question. I think you should answer that for us, Mary Ann. What happened with the Jammy and the DeMira? Nothing much, I know.
Nothing much. I mean, it was a good week. It was a good week for all things DeMira. I mean, there was EJ and Stefano's return, powerful scenes there. We can get back to that, I guess. And EJ and Chad had some good brotherly scenes. So there was a lot of, then there's Kristen, but she kind of, with the whole, who she's not taking sides. She's going to, I think the conversation there with EJ was she wasn't taking sides, and he said to her, well, you'll take the side whoever wins. You know, so she'll, go back. She'll go to the person that wins.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I took it. So there was a lot of stuff happening with the DeMiras. And actually, there's not too much else I remember, but there's the one day that stands out in my mind, it was Thursday. If you've watched Thursday. Although, because sometimes I think I wonder if that show should have been Friday's show. That was the best show.
Maybe it preempted.
Yeah,
maybe
I think somehow they got preempted somehow because Fridays for like a Friday show, it was like not as good.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing could compare to that having to follow the stuff that happened on Thursday.
Yeah, well, whatever might you be talking about on Thursday?
Well, let's see. It was just, let me just say, power is sexy. It's very sexy. And EJ has both in spades, power and sex appeal. But anyway, so what happened on Thursday, this was after he had kicked Stefano out of the house, and Sammy, they were in the the Mirror Mansion, and Sammy was there, and she come in, and he asked her, do you notice anything different in the house? And she's looking around, and until finally she turned around, and she saw their portrait, because he had taken Stefano's portrait down and put this really nice picture of him and Sammy up. And so she was, you know, she couldn't understand. She said, well, oh, don't you think your father's going to be really pissed, you know, if he sees that picture gone and ours up there? So he proceeded to explain to her that he had overthrown Stefano and there, you know, that he was in charge. And, of course, she's not believing him and wondering what the heck's going on. And finally he convinced her, and she's saying, well, it would have taken years to do that. And he said, oh, for a lesser man, years. He says, but it only took me 5 months. So at first she's like real happy, and she starts kissing him. And you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got, I got to beep, must have been, I thought my battery was going dead. Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay, I'm still, okay. So I have to plug this in. Okay. So he said it would take a man, it took him 5 months. Well, she's all, then it dawns on her, wait, 5 months? He's planning this 5 months and he never told her. So she gets all upset about that, as only Sammy can, and starts screaming around, like, why did you plan this without her? He says, well, he didn't think he needed her approval. And he keeps trying to convince her that this is a good thing. And they both make good points. EJ is saying, you know, we're rid of father. I have, you know, you'll have everything you ever wanted. And he thinks this is the best thing. And he did it to protect her. That's why he didn't bring her in. Well, of course, she's telling him, Stefano's not going to let this go. He's going to come back for revenge. He's going to hurt Will. He's going to hurt everybody. And she proceeded to call him. She says, you're a fool. And he was telling her, the way he started yelling at her, he's, don't you ever call me a fool again. And he kept saying, don't you ever disrespect me again. And he was getting really, you know, angry and upset. And she just looked at him and she said, she says, oh, shut up, EJ. We call each other names all the time. Which I thought was
that.
Did you hear what she said? She just, like, he was like, I thought, oh, God, he's going to take her. And because he kept saying, you don't disrespect me. And she just looked at him. She says, oh, shut up, EJ. We call each other names all the time. And then that kind of, like, settled him down.
Yeah.
And, yes. And so they had a lot of the mirror foreplay, you know, that's the whole fighting and the bickering and Sammy screaming, and it just kept on and on. And so let's see, some of the other, what else did he say? He kept saying that she was just like a petulant, like adolescent child, you know. And he said, she said, why didn't you tell me? He said, well, one of the reasons he didn't tell her because he knew she couldn't keep her bloody mouth shut, meaning she would have blabbed it to everybody. And he said in a he couldn't understand. He says, I can't understand why. He says, why can't you just be happy? Why can't you just be celebrating? He says, no, you just have to be your bitchy, whiny self and have to bitch and complain because you weren't part of the plan. You know, you weren't in part of planning it, which is true, you know. And so they kept on their fighting. And then finally he just, the best part of the whole thing, he just grabs her, turns her around, and kind of bends her over the table. Now, I swear, and it's probably only my wishful thinking, is when he did that, I don't know. Did he give her a little smack there? I don't know. Everybody says, no, they missed that. I don't know.
Would think that.
So then I said, well, but you know what? She deserved it, right? You know, that would have been great if he did that. But anyway,
it's always good to have a demure spank, right?
I I say he did. This is, you know, I say he did. But anyway, or if not, that can be for future. I think I even tweeted that. That can be for future scenes. You know, that comes,
yes.
Maybe that'll come next.
Yes. By the way, speaking of skating, Terry's on the line now. I just wanted to make sure I put her on the line, but I couldn't say that she was here yet. So anyway, hi, Terry.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi. Thanks. I put the kids to bed pretty soon. I was just wondering if you guys missed me at all.
We did.
Oh,
we were just gushing over a jammy, and I hated to interrupt
you. Oh, I'm just drooling over
a
jammy.
Oh, yeah, I'm losing. Yeah, Mary.
So we know what color Sammy's bra is now, or at least the one she was wearing that day.
Yeah, pink. Oh, I like that little pink dress she had on, too. Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that dress. I wasn't.
No. I don't know, but it was easy to remove. So that's, you know, one good thing about it.
Yeah. Minimal sleeveage for maximum cleavage. Is
yeah,
because,
yeah, we saw that, too. EJ, like, pulling her dress down, and, yeah.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, maybe that's why they had that. It was such a tiny little dress. Maybe that was why it was.
Yeah,
so
and it kind of was like a wraparound, maybe. Did it kind of like wrap around it? I don't know if it had something. It just looked like it was easy to come off. I don't know. That could have been another reason. But anyway, getting over to when he bends her over the table or turns her around, whatever, and he says, "Come on, don't you love when I'm powerful and ruthless and all that?" And he keeps getting close, and she turns around. And she says, "I like, you know, I love. You're the most powerful man I know." And, of course, then he throws her down on the table, and they're just kissing, and then she goes back on top of him on the chair. And, of course, they finally end up on the Demira couch.
The lovely Demira couch.
Yeah, lovely Demira couch. But, you know, when EJ and
Frosty
Sammy are on
Demira
it, it's fine. What's that?
Kenneth's in the chat room, and Jen's in the chat room, and... Let's see, Jennifer's the one that said the Demira couch, yuck. So, it's got a lot of action.
You got a lot of action, yeah. Yes. I was trying to think some of the, and there was one other cute part where they were saying, he says, well, you know, she's complaining this whole time about him and that he's a fool and everything. He says, well, if you think I'm a fool and this isn't going to work, he says, well, why are you marrying me? And she kind of said, she said, because... He shows her a part of him that he doesn't show anybody else. And he just keeps asking her, well, then why are you going to marry me? And, of course, she says, because I love you. And so there were some nice moments like that, too. But then they were kind of teasing about, she kind of looked up after they were done, and she looks at the two. She says, look at those two up there. She says, but they have ever done anything like this? And EJ says, oh, no, not those two. They're stuffy. They'd probably do it with their clothes on and the lights on. So there's a lot of cute exchanges between them. And the whole, you know, the fighting and then the sex and just, and then he said something about them being a power couple. So. Yeah,
that was interesting.
A lot of great,
a
lot of
a super couple. He said they should have had him say super couple. That
yeah, he said
awesome.
yeah, power couple. So yeah, a lot of great lines between them. The chemistry is just those two just ooze chemistry, and especially the fighting.
And when she was mad at him earlier. Oh my gosh, when she started spewing at him.
Oh, yeah,
that's
only
like,
Sammy
whoa.
Can, yes. If you can remember any of the other stuff. And it kind of goes back to the Tony and Anna days. That's all Tony and Anna ever did was fight. Mm-hmm. Fight makeup.
Did any other hoochies think of the shower scene with Tony and Anna when EJ was unzipping her dress?
Her dressed the whole way down the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought it was Tony and Anna.
Yeah, that's kind of reminded me of that, their whole, you know, the fighting and stuff. But I think that so far, I'm sure probably maybe more better ones to come, but so far I'm thinking that was the best exchange of the jammy with the fighting and the makeup and everything.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there was anything more with them at the beginning of the week. I don't know, because that just kind of blurs it all out.
Yeah.
I think there might have been about the, oh, the grand jury. Well, no, that was first out last week. When she
That was last week.
Quit it. Yeah.
Like with race,
unless,
though.
Before I forget,
unless you can think of anything else.
No, mm-hmm. I can't. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else. I mean,
anything
didn't they
else?
Have some conversation about? Didn't they have some conversation about her going to the hospital earlier in the week, and he was okay with that? He understood that race was her ex husband.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
So he understood that she was concerned about him and that kind of thing.
And then she said something
about how she kept getting kicked out of everywhere, that everyone just wanted to, like, get rid of her and everything. And, she called and said, hey, kick me out and all this stuff.
When he said that it was okay with him, she says, what, are we becoming mature all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You know, like the two, you know, yeah, that's the way she said that.
The bottom line is they just get each other and they accept each other. And that's what's cool about that couple. It's kind of like Sonny and Will. They get each other and they accept each other. And so it's refreshing
fault.
When you see that. Yeah.
But EJ
yeah. And that's
kind of
like
Sammy.
Raising Kate, too.
Yeah, EJ let Sammy go to the hospital, though, because he wanted her the hell out of the house.
That's true.
He was pretending. Yes.
Yes, that is true. That is true because after she left, he got
good
this,
point.
Oh, good, she's gone look, you know, and he ran to the phone to talk to Justin. I do remember that. Yeah.
Right.
I do remember that. Yeah, oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, we have to, since we're talking about it in the chat room, we have to go ahead and bring this up. Krusty. We had a running gag going on the Diva Abdul Twitter feed, talking about some things about some old strippers and being in the basement that Carrie, you know, had several old strippers in the basement. Of course, referring to
paint strippers, not real strippers.
Yeah, well.
But somehow, you know, the word crusty got intertwined with that conversation and became sort of took on a life of its own. And earlier in the week, Miranda tweeted that Chad actually used the word crusty this week on days, referring to when they were throwing out all of Stefano's junk and stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They found this crusty old abacus, and Chad made it kind of like, ew, it's even crusty or something. I didn't actually get to watch that episode till this morning, but I just about died when Miranda tweeted that. I mean, how weird is that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we obviously didn't influence the show because they taped so far in advance, but how random was that? I mean, anyway, so yeah, good catch, Miranda. But, we might need to officially put the word crusty to bed now, I think. It sounds like that's the consensus in the chat room, and yet it continues, so I don't know.
It takes a life of its own. You know, some words just never. Yeah.
Oh, I think, did you mention when Sammy was upset with EJ, did you mention the whole tie-in with Will and that she's afraid?
I was just saying how, like, they each had different points of why. And Sammy, it is true. I mean, EJ's not thinking. I mean, come on. This is Stefano. He's not going to take this lying down. He's all for revenge. He could come back. And, again, she is worried about Will because, I guess she said that, of course, he could come back and bring all that evidence up about Bernardi. Well, then EJ's saying, well, no, because then he's going to be digging his own grave there because then, you know, that shows the ties that he had with him. So he feels that Stefano's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But somehow Stefano's going to try to get back.
But I mean, Stefano killed his own kids. You know, I mean, it's like,
right.
He can like you one minute and make you toast the next.
Yeah, look what
I mean,
he did.
Like,
he tried to disown EJ. Of course, they had a good conversation there. There was also a good conversation between EJ and Stefano when Stefano came back. That was pretty powerful scenes between them. And that was all brought up, you know. And he put Tony on an island, and Kristen. So, yeah, he's capable.
Benji? Didn't he kill Benji?
Benji was killed. Yeah.
Or killed him somehow. I can't remember.
EJ think that this is like a done deal and there's not going to be any trouble from Stefano? He is kind of delusional that way, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what
like
Tammy was calling
myopic
him a fool.
In his, he was myopic in his revenge motive, I guess. So.
Yes. I don't know, you know, what else he's thinking. I don't know. But it was nice seeing Justin and Adrian had their own fight, but we didn't get to see him make
except
sex. But that was my point on Twitter.
I
tweeted that. There was no makeup sex for Justin and Adrian.
Maybe that's next week.
You know, I said Kyriakis's need equal time. You know, the
it could have been because of the outfit she was wearing, however, but that could just be me. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I like that orange necklace. Every time I looked at her, I kept looking at the necklace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, were you drawn to that net every time? It was like, instead of looking at her,
I
kept
looking
at that
necklace.
Too.
You couldn't help it. Hey, we lost Carrie.
Yeah. Oh.
Hopefully Carrie calls back. Her call dropped. The wonderful blog.
Oh, the call dropped? Oh, I know. It's happened to me many a time.
I was
going to
ask her something next. See if she calls back anyway.
Yeah, so there was a lot of, I mean, did you see the Justin and Adrian fight? That was...
Yeah.
Like such, I'm telling you, I do not like Adrian. When did Adrian ever get like that? She was never like that. She's so judgmental and just, I don't know where
weird.
This is all coming.
Well,
I know it's for the plot. There has to be somebody.
It's annoying, though, when they do that.
It's annoying, but they picked her. She's the one that has to come between everybody, like, you know, wait a minute, she married a Kyriakis, and she married Justin, knowing what kind of family she was marrying into, even though he wasn't like that,
and
I guess you can understand her concerns about him getting involved with the Demiris, where it could be dangerous for their family.
Mm-hmm.
She has a point there. Yeah.
Sure.
But I just don't see it with Will, how she's just so, I guess, Sunny and Will.
Well, I'm going to ask Carrie about Chad and Abby. We'll see if she pops back on here. I'll talk about Kate for a minute. She was on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So she was looking fabulous, of course. And had some good scenes with Sammy early in the week. And, you know, Sammy was going after, like, you know, I don't know, they just kind of had their Cammy scenes, you know, they're back and forth, and Kate's trying to get her out of the hospital and away from Rafe, because every time Sammy walks in the room, Rafe gets upset, and so Kate's sort of defending him, trying to protect him, and Sammy's, of course, just concerned about herself, as usual, let's see, so they brought Rafe out of the coma, so he's coming out of the coma, and he's having these images of Kate and him in bed, which is good. At least somehow he remembers that. And then he's also having images of Sammy having tried to kill him. So he keeps thinking Sammy's tried to kill him. Maybe that's why he's in the hospital. I don't know where that's coming from, but that's going to be interesting. But Kate mostly was there by his side, and they're just concerned at the hospital and watching out for him and everything. And let's see. Oh, that was most of what she did this week, I think.
Did you say what Rafe told her when he came out of the coma?
He was like, why did Sammy try to kill me or something like that?
Yeah, why did Sammy try? I guess he must get, they said he can get his reality and whatever. I guess he saw Sammy, maybe he heard the gun go off and didn't realize that she shot Bernardi, but thinking that she was trying to shoot him, maybe. Maybe that's why he's thinking that. That's what I'm... So now if I was Kate, she could, you know, she seemed like she was protecting Sammy, didn't she? When she didn't want to tell them first. She didn't want to tell Kayla.
Yeah, she very well could have been, because why else would she
I don't know.
That?
See, I thought she'd want to say, oh, well, Ray said that he tried to kill, you know, get her even in more trouble, but she didn't. Well, she finally did, but I don't know what. I don't know what's going on with Kate. I'm thinking she's the one with the razor, though, for holding it back, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, she is. I'm pretty sure she is. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure she's got the razor. Well, and now that that video keeps resurfacing on Adrian's phone, she's inevitably going to see it.
And do you see how, oh, that's another thing. The video's on there, of course, of Bernardi. So it was at the picnic last week where she was going to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got called away and nobody saw it.
And then
she got called away or whatever. She was helping Maggie and then she didn't get to see it then. And then she was going to show, was it Lucas? Yeah, well, we did see Lucas this week too. And she was going to show Lucas and then she says, oh, I don't know how I get this messed up. I'm not sure how to do it. You know, sounds like me, you know, to find the video. So she had a hard time finding where the video was on her phone.
Right.
And so we never, yeah. So sooner or later, I don't know who she's going to show it to or when she's going to see it. But I'm thinking with the way she feels, if she when she does see it, she's going to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to cause major problems.
She's
caused major problems now, as it is with Sunny and Justin.
Yeah.
And she's probably going to lose both
of
them.
It is nice to see her. Yeah.
This is what's sad.
Nice
they're
going to
probably break up Justin. Yeah. But it is good to see them have a storyline, her and Justin.
Yeah.
They were great together.
I love
Wally Kurth and Judy Evans, because like I said, after I met them, they were so the most down-to-earth, normal people of
all of them
that I met that day. They were just, I was just amazed at how nice they were. And Justin is always, and I liked him being in with EJ, you know, that relationship. So then it's going to get Justin in trouble. I'm sure he's going to have problems now with Stefano or maybe with Victor, too. I don't know. I wonder what Victor's going to think of all this, you know, what he did with the Demers. I guess he'll probably be happy.
That could be an interesting dynamic.
But Victor hasn't been around.
I'm glad Justin threw it back at Adrian, though. It's like, well, I guess you don't have a problem living in this house, given what Uncle Vic's done over the years. She's like, well, but you probably just get legitimate. And he's like, well, you don't think EJ can do the same thing? And so, I mean, I'm glad that Justin had a comeback and that, in a lot of ways, her protests with that situation were legitimate. And, I mean, unlike the Sonny and Will stuff, that's driving me crazy. But in that situation, she does have a right to be upset about that, just like Sammy.
Right.
And what's really interesting is Sammy and Adrian, who hate each other, both had the same exact reaction to it. You know, so I thought that was interesting.
Right. And they have the same point, because then we are to the continue.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would be afraid for my kids. And
exactly.
She's telling EJ, you are a fool if you think you're deluded, if you think your father isn't going to come back and try to get control, or he's probably thinking now what he's going to do. But it's just, EJ is so cavalier about it, just like he just thinks it's nothing's going to happen. I think he's just so much in the moment that it actually happened, because he was there for a while. It wasn't going to happen. And, you know, this final thing, whatever he did, came through. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I also like I love the Chad and EJ scenes. It's such a bummer because I'm loving Chad so much now, and he's going to be leaving, or at least the actor's going to be leaving. Hopefully they'll recast, but I've just really enjoyed Casey lately as Chad. I've really enjoyed the material they've given him and what they've been doing with him. And he and EJ had some great scenes, and he filled Chad in on what has gone down, and then Chad kind of started putting the pieces together. And then, they had some good times, you know, basically sending off Stefano's stuff, like we said earlier, and then his crusty old things. And let's see. EJ wants Chad to move into the mansion. And Chad's trying to think about that. And so he asked Cameron to come over. He wanted to talk to Cameron about it because he would have talked to Lexi, but Lexi's no longer there. And Abby overhears him at the pub and thinks he's talking about her.
No, it's all about her.
Cameron about her, yeah.
embarrassing
like,
as that.
No, actually, it's nothing about you. It's like I'm maybe being
yes,
on
it's not always about you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He updates Abby on what's going on, and then Cameron shows up, and they're talking, and they both kind of say, well, you know, maybe this isn't the best idea for you and everything, and I think Chad's going to do it anyway. But
I enjoyed the Chad and EJ scenes, too, and
yes.
He said something about when he told Chad that, you know, father, you know, he overthrew father, and he says, wait, he says, what? And you didn't sell tickets?
Yeah, that was great.
And then he says, and wait a minute, he says, why did you tell me? I was only 15 minutes away, he says, and he didn't sell tickets.
Funny. He would have
yes,
loved
I mean, Chad
more.
Was all, yeah,
awesome.
Chad was all for it, you know. Oh, and
yeah.
There was a Tony mention in there, too. And EJ did mention
Tony's
name.
I didn't catch
yeah,
him.
And I'm
how
trying to think
Tony's
of,
name?
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think. I know he said something about Tony. I guess like all the children, you know what I mean, about his children.
Yeah.
And Tony was mentioned. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Something
somehow.
Was, yeah. I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat room can remember, but I know Tony's name was brought up.
Huh. Let's look in the chat room and see.
It's not I wasn't sure exactly how he said it or, no, anybody, but I do know Tony's name.
Jennifer mentioned in the chat room, you know, Casey's doing such a good job. Wish he hadn't been wasted for so long. And that's so true because, he was wasted for so long. And now they've really been writing for him, and now he's leaving, you know. So it's just in fact, what's
I'm
going
telling
on
you,
with his
Chad,
head?
I know people get down on
about his head. They keep talking about his head because when he said he was woozy at the mansion, he said it must have been the champagne. But
oh,
I
yes,
think it's
they're
it
foreshadowing.
Got hit in the head. So that foreshadowing
yeah, he's
going to
have some. His head, I wonder
he
if he's going to die like
a brain
Lexi? Tumor. Yes,
is
he going to die? Are they going to kill him off? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Are they going to kill him off? He's going to have a. Some kind of brain tumor, yeah. Because now they're bringing that up. Oh yes, I mean I know a lot of people got down on the Chad character and oh yeah he's the young Demir, but I think if written right, he would have been good because, I mean I enjoy him with EJ and I think he would have fit in, but they should have done it a long time ago. They wasted his character for years.
They did. That's what Jennifer's saying. Yeah, it's just a shame.
And it's not because of the actor. I think he was one of the better younger actors, too. For for one, we have a lot of good ones in him.
Yeah,
and
then they're all leaving.
Will. Yes, and they're all, yes. Yes. Well, is that not Day's history?
Mm-hmm.
Day's always loses
again,
their
you
best.
Know,
they keep their worst
again.
Actors and they lose their best.
Well, but like then again, these kids sign their 4-year contracts and they come there to learn the craft, and then, you know, then they
well,
want
the
to try new
ones,
things
can,
or go
yeah.
pilot season and all that. But
but if it's, I guess, of their own choosing, a lot of them,
well,
I think, like Chandler, it's because they want to, not because they're being written out and the writers or they're being fired. They're not. I don't think they're being fired. I think
then they let people like Tato
they want
go.
I don't know about
Casey.
Like,
yeah.
Is Casey,
I have a feeling
this
Casey's
own?
Going voluntarily. I think he's going to other options. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I can see if an actor really wants to move on and it's their choice, what are you going to do? You know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
a lot of times on Days, it's the writers because they don't know how to write for a character
mm-hmm.
or an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or they just don't. Or personality conflicts or whatever.
Everybody's bashing
and
JJ favorites. In the... Everybody's bashing Daisy in the chat room.
And
the whole thing of it is, he's a cute kid, but like Daisy does with everything, whenever they bring in
not
new characters
actor.
Or new actors or whatever,
not a
they
good actor.
Drive them into the ground. And so, therefore, from the minute that Teresa's been there, I really liked the days that she wasn't on. But the days that she was on, it was like, oh, you know. And I hate to bash the character, and I hate to, I mean, I'm trying to give the actress
a
chance.
JJ or Teresa?
Daisy. Well, both of them,
JJ.
And they've been on constantly, and so it's just annoying.
I'm trying to get
Daisy does that with every new character they bring on. They did that with Daniel. They drove him down our throats. They crammed him down our throats.
They're still doing
it.
It
worked. Always, yes.
They're
and the
still
whole
doing
JJ,
it with
JJ. I mean, the whole Daniel and or the whole Snoozifer, Nanifer crap.
It's just JJ's there to bring a problem for Jack and Jen. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason he's there. I mean.
But,
maybe he'll grow. You know, you like they brought on Chelsea Quinstander. I really got to like the character in the end. Brought on Melanie. Never liked Melanie. I grew to like the character and the actor actress. So, yeah. I mean, there are characters I know that started out, I could not stand them, and they got better. But then there are some characters I can stand, and I still can't stand. But like that Mia girl, remember? Oh, she never got good. That Mia, remember?
Who?
Mia.
Oh, yeah, poor thing. She was awful.
Yeah, she never got good.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's just frustrating when they bring somebody.
Maybe JJ will get
on
better.
Day.
I don't know. I guess
yeah.
that's well, yeah.
Well,
they just brought Teresa and Jeannie, or why they had to change her name, Jeannie.
Yeah. He's already improved quite a bit. I think, you know, it's probably pretty intimidating when you come in as a young actor and you've never done this, you know, this stuff before, this pace and everything. At first, he was a little
rocky.
Look
at him. Is he not a model? He's probably a model
know,
first
yeah.
before he
yeah.
was an
uh-huh.
actor. They hired him for his looks. Although, you know, I don't know. So I guess, but
yeah.
did you hear, well, now that Jeannie's back, there's been no Patsy Peter
yeah.
coming back. Kimberly.
She's going to do some
yeah.
taping, yeah.
So it would be
that's
nice,
cool. that's always
nice
a good
to
thing.
See her. Yeah. And I always wondered if they'll bring
well, they're
Andrew
definitely
back,
alluding.
Their
they're
son.
Definitely alluding to some problems that Teresa was having before. So.
Oh, then somebody, we were talking, do you think maybe, I think I was talking to Angela about this when I talked to Angela. I don't know. She might be calling in. I don't know. But maybe she's undercover as a narcotics agent.
I wondered about that, too. I did.
And she's really not a bad girl. She's not
that.
I
thought about that
because Shane
Donovan.
Because of Shane. Right. Yeah, Angela brought that. Yeah.
But then she's such a twit, and she acts like such a rebellious little kid, and it sounds like everybody that.
But she has to be an
actor
to be act like
worried.
That.
Yeah, but like her grandma's like, it's nice for you to start a whole new life here and stuff. I mean, everybody's sort of tippy-toeing around the idea that she got into trouble or something before and that this is kind of a new start for her. But I do think about her being undercover as well. That did cross my mind, especially with Shane being her dad.
Yeah.
But then the way the way everybody's been talking about how this is a fresh start for her, it made me sound, well, like, didn't somebody say to Jennifer, well, I'm sure that, Shane and Kim could commiserate with you on kid trouble, you know, parenting issues. So they kind of made it sound like she had been in a lot of trouble or something. So I'm not sure what to think on that, but I did think about that angle. I don't know. But she seems pretty flighty to me right now. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it turns out. But
and she says something about Sammy.
It is unusual
like
how
Sammy.
She just pops up everywhere. You know, she's going for a swim. I mean, everyone goes for a swim in the lake before they go for their first day of work. I mean, I know I would. I mean, like, come on, really?
Oh, she's going to be popping up everywhere Jennifer is or everywhere. Then I'm wondering if she's going to get involved with Anne somehow. You know, Anne hates Jennifer.
Oh, that could be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're both working at the hospital now, so I don't know. If Anne will get, you know, or Anne will go after her or something. You know,
that could actually be kind of interesting. Anybody who wants to gang up on Jennifer.
Or them scheme together to get, you know, to make trouble for Jennifer somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to reserve judgment. I'm just not real fond of the character so far, so we'll see.
No, I'm not either, but we'll. But yeah. I always try to give everybody a chance, I guess.
That's right. let's see. I'm trying to think what else is going on. It was nice to see Grandma Caroline with Jeannie Teresa,
I guess.
You want to talk for a minute about Kristen's shenanigans?
Oh, yes. Kristen
hello?
Is, yeah.
Hello? Oh,
hello? Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Can you hear me? Kristen is, her plan is, I would take it, is Father Eric, of course, she filmed them having sex, and she had this girl edit everything, so it looks like, you know, that he's a very willing participant in this, and so she has it all ready and made, and she went to see Father Eric because they're going to have the dedication of the school, but she wasn't invited. And she's trying to get an invitation so she can go there, because I'm thinking that's where she's going to want to expose this video to everybody to get, I guess it's to get back at Marlena. I don't know. And then when she, it was so funny, she was in there and then Sierra came in and she saw him. I think she's kind of feeling a little bad, kind of having second thoughts, because she saw how much the kids like Father Eric and how much he has done for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I keep getting, must be my phone. But, and so he left, and there's a picture. There's a picture of Jesus there in the rectory, and she says to him, she's there, "What the hell are you looking at?"
Oh my gosh!
Did you see that? I'm there.
I didn't see that part.
Did they go there? Did they just go there?
Blasphemous. Oh my
goodness. Yes. And then she says, "What the?" And then she gets so mad, and she says, "I forget what else she said." I forget. And then she threw, I thought maybe she was going to break it, but then she threw her laptop and where the pictures and that were. So I don't know. I thought that was so funny when she said that on there. Oh my goodness.
Because Eric told her he didn't want her to come to the thing, right?
No, he didn't want her to come because, you know, he right. said it was a small thing. And of course she was, she was on the board. Yeah, she was on the
right.
board, and she felt she could, and the Demirs contributed all this money. Now, why wouldn't she be
right.
invited? And she promises she's not going to cause any trouble. Yeah. And he says, I really don't tend to believe you, you know, so, So she has that up her sleeve, and he's still having his, with the drug then with Daniel. Daniel's trying to figure out what's wrong with him, and he's had all these
mm-hmm.
blood tests. Well, I guess she's freaking out. She gets that doctor, you know, in there, and she went over, he got the lab tests back, so she took pictures of it with her phone with the results, and she took it to the doctor, and he said, oh, no, there's on the reports, there's no way that they can tell what this drug was. But Daniel's not giving up, you know, Daniel the hero, you know,
he's
digging and
he's
going to try to find.
He's going to stare at those reports till something miraculous jumps out at him so he can figure out what it is.
I guess. But in the meantime, Eric keeps having his headaches, not feeling good. And then there's Brady, who still sometimes is having these second thoughts. I guess there was a scene with him and was it this week with him and Nicole? She comes over and he's looking through that baby stuff and he's kind of, you know, because they were supposed to adopt that baby and she's like really freaking out on him thinking that he's thinking about getting back with Kristen. But he says no, that he's not. So, and I still like those two together. I wish somehow they would get Brady and Nicole back.
Oh, I know.
Together.
I love them together.
Yes, because
so
I think
so
they decided not to do the whole
papers.
Friends with Benefit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got the adoption papers in the mail, and it just kind of set him back into a tailspin, and she was there
right.
to witness that, so she was trying to be helpful and everything. And
they had right,
some really
yeah.
poignant, they had some really poignant scenes. It's really touching.
Yeah.
So,
But the whole Stefano and EJ scenes, those were good, too.
Uh-huh,
we really
uh-huh.
talked a whole lot about those. Those were good. He said something, the Phoenix will rise no more.
Well, wasn't Stefano talking about how he already knew what was going to happen when he was on the plane? So
Stefano thought that it was a done deal with because he knew what EJ was doing. He was on to EJ,
mm-hmm.
and he thought he had squashed
mm-hmm.
it. But in those
oh.
little bit of times, whatever EJ did, EJ kept saying, check your phone. Go ahead, check your phone.
Oh, okay.
So he checked his phone, and then he knew. He says, what did you do? And, you know.
Okay, that's right.
And he calls Holly, always calls him old man. He says, you old man.
I hate that, though, when he does that.
He's old man, you old man. Yeah.
I know. I kind of, that annoys me, though, that when EJ says that. But,
and it all goes back to what
Stefano did. I wish, I know he's doing it for character purposes, but I really don't like the way EJ's smoking. That drives me crazy. I really wish he wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, the smoking thing. Yeah, it's
really,
the bad.
I mean, I know
it's
he's doing
because
it for
see, smoking is bad. It's a bad image.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's being a bad guy right now for that, yeah.
He's being a bad guy.
Just,
he's going back to his bad guy.
It bothers me.
But he's nasty in a nice way. I mean, there's just something, I'm telling you. Yeah.
I know, he's that bad boy that you just want. I know.
Yeah, and I like the scruff. The scruff really does it for him, too. What's that?
I love his scruff, yes.
Don't you love the scruff?
Mm-hmm. And I did notice the chest hair is back.
The chest hair is back, see? Us real men have chest hair, you know?
I don't know, Brady's
and
a real
John,
man, he doesn't have
any.
I don't really enjoy that chest. That's
well,
nice
Brady, yes, Brady is the, are you talking Brady? Yes, Brady's the exception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I did. Yeah, Brady's
got, like,
yeah,
the best
his
chest in daytime.
He does. Yeah. Yeah.
Daytime.
Yeah. Father Eric's not too bad either, but no.
And
Ken, yeah, Eric
Ken has just
bad.
Ken just mentioned Vargas in the chat room, and we haven't had a chance to really talk about Vargas because he hasn't been on. It's so annoying.
No, he wasn't
He's
on this
been on.
Week.
He wasn't on this week at all.
Him and Nick. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Neither Nick either.
Now, they were plotting there for a while. The last time we saw them, they were trying to get back into whatever they're going to get back into. But we haven't seen any of them this week.
Uh-oh. Kenneth is now lusting in the chat room.
Oh, Vargas.
He mentioned Vargas,
yeah.
And he's now lusting in the chat room. So, we need to bring Vargas on. He needs to be
so
on.
So no lusting over Brady for him. Weren't we trying to convince him about Brady?
Yeah, but he's a Vargas guy. Amanda's on, so let's bring her on for a minute here. And Amanda, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. Thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Hi. I finally figured out how to do this. I haven't posted in so long.
Yeah, we're just going. We're going
rusty.
On and on here.
Not crusty. Now, keep in mind, I'm not crusty. I'm rusty. I haven't done a dashboard in a while, so there's a difference between rusty and crusty. Amanda, what are your thoughts from the week? How did you enjoy those jammy scenes?
Oh, God, I have so many thoughts about this week.
And I'm sure they're
it was
all
a good
pure.
Week.
I'm sure they're all pure, Amanda.
No, they really weren't. I wanted to do a scene James Scott on my TV, and I had no pure thoughts from that point up. I can't help it. The scruff didn't help me at all, you know? I don't know why I felt like when he was saying you're a petulant child, well, I thought that was a nice come on. I don't know why.
Oh, I like how he says petulant, too. You know, that
yes.
P is really pronounced petulant. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. When he says bloody. Bloody.
Yes.
And then there was several characters this week I just wanted to smack. And, like, they just got on my nerves. Adrian. I don't even want to. Oh, my God. I'm like, she's a Johnson and a Kiriakis. Who is she to judge anybody, especially Sammy? I'm sorry. No. And I just love how Justin is looking at her like she's totally insane. She's going, are you serious?
And she's been screeching as much as Sammy has. She's getting kind of like Sammy.
And what's so interesting about this, he doesn't understand her hatred about Will being with Sonny, because he seems to really like him. And he can't believe she's still going on about the whole Sammy thing. He looks at her like she's totally bat crap crazy. And I love it. Because he's like the voice of reason when she's going off and doing her crazy thinking. And he was making some very valid points. Number one, it's not like he couldn't tell her anything, because technically he was acting as EJ's lawyer, and there's a whole confidentiality thing right there. And secondly, he did point out about Victor, and all the stuff that Victor did was a lot of illegal and bad stuff. But but somehow Adrian can justify that, because now he's legitimate now. I'm like, I love to look at Dressa's face when she said that. She's like, looking at her like, really? You know, I was like, oh, my God. And at first I was like, I don't see this marriage surviving much longer. I really don't, because she's really doing
And she's
going to
lose both
away.
Of them. Mm-hmm.
And we all know she's going to turn that damn video in. We all know she's going to do it.
When she ever sees it.
And yeah, well, it's supposed to be next week. It's a week coming up. And what really irritates me is that she doesn't realize that she's end up losing her son over this. She supposedly loves him, but she's going to end up doing something that's going to end up hurting him. And she always kept saying, well, Will's going to break Sonny's heart. I think Adrian's going to break Sonny's heart. That's what I think.
Right.
What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because, well, Sonny's been, like, asking all his friends, like Chad and Abby, please don't show this video.
Yeah.
You know, they've all agreed not to show it. Well, I'm wondering if Will would ever see it first or get hold of his mother, you know, or whatever, maybe she would come to Will and Will would ask her, please, Mom, don't do this. I'd be
right.
curious to know. Yeah. You know, that could be like, would she do? I don't know if she would go to Will. She would probably go straight to the police when she sees it.
Right.
But
of course she
but
would.
I wonder what she would do if Will would know that she knew and would ask her not to do
right.
it if she still would. I don't know.
And I don't understand why she hates Will so much. What has he done that's so horrible?
I don't, that's what I don't, okay. That just doesn't, this whole character of Adrian is kind of out of character anyway from how
really?
She was. Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I'm kind of like, the only thing I can see her being upset about is that, yeah, he lied about not coming out as a father. And, yeah, the thing is, he realized the mistake he made. He made it up to Sonny. The only person he owes any explanation to was Sonny. Sonny forgave him for that. And Will has tried to be as honest as he can with Sonny. And that's a big deal for him to open up more to Sonny, which he's done the last few months. Kind of, he opens up more to him than he's ever really opened up to anybody. So I think he's learned from his mistakes. Adrian hasn't. She really doesn't even understand. And the worst part is, if she does this, she's going to end up hurting Will. And we all know how Sonny is when Will gets hurt. It's going to piss him off even more. Plus, he likes Sammy. And she, I'm sure Justin's not going to be thrilled with her. He's probably going to be pissed off.
Well,
you know?
Ken said in the chat room that Adrian's operating out of fear, which is true.
Right.
And I mean, she's fearful that
fear because
Sonny's,
of the Damaris and
yeah, and fear that Sonny's losing.
But still, the whole Sonny Will thing.
Is.
I don't. How
well,
she fearful of Sonny
thing,
and
you know,
Will.
Most parents want their kids to settle down at some point and be, you know, have normal lives.
Be happy.
So,
right,
you know,
she wants him to go out and party.
The fact that Sonny is so happy and has this family, and he's grounded
yeah.
in reality, and he's found joy in his life, you would think that most parents would be happy about that, especially because it's not about him being gay. She doesn't have a problem with that, so it's not even, that's not the issue. It's that,
because
you know,
that
for
doesn't
her,
make sense.
It's that, yeah.
Where the writers
I mean, like,
are coming from. I don't get it.
I could understand what it was like Sammy and Lucas were first coming to, you know, understand what Will was, you know,
mm-hmm.
that he was gay and everything. I could understand if it was at that phase of the story, but that's not an issue for her. She's fine with it. She's fine.
She uses
happy.
This thing about because
it's,
Sammy is Will's mother and there's
yeah,
always trouble
yeah,
where
Adrian,
Sammy is.
And yet, Adrian's been a paragon of virtue all of her life, right? Uh-huh. So,
right.
So the thing is that she's encouraging him to like basically cheat on Will, and
oh,
go
just
live the partying superficial life that he lived before instead of the life he has meaning now. And then that's so contrary to what most mothers would want for their sons. So it's just weird. I don't know. And so I'm sure Judy probably cringes sometimes when she reads the scripts thinking that she so wouldn't be like that and, you know, that Adrian wouldn't normally be like that. But, you know, right now that's giving her story, so she's probably happy she's on the show. But it's just frustrating they're writing her so out of character for that. So, but, you know, I guess somebody has to be the, the I don't know what to call it, the shit stir or whatever. But it's just, and you know
mm-hmm.
that she's
yeah.
probably next week Sammy's going to do something to set her off again. And then she's going to see that clip and go running to the police or go running somewhere. And it's somehow that clip is going to come out. We know it is. And so this is kind of getting to be like the letter that Sierra had, where the letter
you know
kind of popping up everywhere.
Yes,
that,
it
I mean,
is.
How many
like,
times are we going to see this clip before it's actually exposed?
mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention one thing. There was an article, I think it was a Sober Digest for this week. Sometimes they'll print something, and it turns out it's not fully what we see on screen, so sometimes they edit stuff and whatever, so I don't know if this is how it's going to play on screen. But it seems like she goes to Justin and Sonny, and they tell her to leave it alone, and, of course, she doesn't listen.
Right. Of course.
So
well, that's
like
what I mean. If she goes and shows them first and, you know, see if she listens to them.
So if she does this, even knowing that they don't want her to do this, I would have just like, okay, I've had it with you. You know? But
yeah, I think it's
going
to, yeah. Maybe we'll see Justin and Adrian split up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At the season on Friday between Sonny and Adrian, and he just let her, he was like, he just had it. He's really had it at this point. Especially the way she was acting around Brent, the same way she acted around Brian, which Sonny pointed out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I was like, everything he said was very valid, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you know, with Gabby, I think somebody brought this up last week, too, about her not being that into motherhood, seemingly. But Rose had texted me earlier because she couldn't be here, and she was saying how Gabby seems to be dressed to the nines lately, but not too much into motherhood. That's kind of funny. And I thought it was funny, too.
Yeah, Sonny is the one that's really into it. You know,
he's really...
He's really
embraced
it.
He's really embraced it. Mm-hmm. He's just in love with her, with the little girl. And it was funny, too, when Lucas came over. It was so nice to see Lucas. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer in the chat room loves him as well. But you know, it was so nice seeing him. And what was it that he said something about, what? So you let Sonny go out with Brent while you babysat? And he's like, Dad, when it's your kid, you're not babysitting.
I was so proud of Will. Oh my God. It was the whole conversation. I know some people saw it differently, but I saw it as Will really, once he kind of accepted the whole father thing, he really stepped up. And let's be honest, he's like saying, I don't want Sonny to have to sacrifice everything that makes him happy.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
But at the same time, he, you know.
Yeah, Will was feeling guilty.
And it was interesting. I think he's really matured a lot the last few months, and you really see him really coming into the fatherhood and everything. And I think Lucas, some people go, Lucas is just butting in again. I go, no, he's not. He's looking out for his son. He's not like acting like Adrian, where he has to control it, and he's like making Will's life a living hell. You know, he just wants to make sure Will is okay, and that's what a father would do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was so sad when the whole thing with the watch, I went, because most people, I don't think people remember back in February.
Take your watch off.
It was something, it fell off, and, you know, it was something that, it was Will's, and he gave it to Sonny after they had broken up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a little... And you kind of like, you know, he's trying to be okay with everything. He doesn't want to make any trouble.
Because he's thinking,
here.
Why did he take his watch off?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's kind of going through his head.
I think it fell off with Brent. And Brent, oh, my God. I like him, but I hate him at the same time. I don't know why.
He's
like,
there's something about him. Snobbish about him? Arrogant?
Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
He can't seem to accept the fact that, you know, it's okay to be, you know, obviously they're friends, and that's all it is, which is nice, thankfully. What's weird is that he seems to find the idea that Sonny actually wants to settle down is, like, it's unthinkable to Brent. So that, why would Sonny want to do this, considering, you know, obviously they used to party and all that stuff, which you do when you're that age. And, you know, I think doing it once in a while is okay, you know, when you're helping take care of kids. I don't think that was a big deal. Especially if Will's like, you know, you should go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, to go out with your friends, that's even in any kind of relationship, husband and wife, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Yeah, go out with your buddies, go out with your girlfriends. Well, yeah, I've done that.
I think that was really Will just trying to make sure he didn't, you know, feel left out. He can do what he wanted to do and still be happy. And I like the fact they're showing that. But Brent is kind of like, I feel like he's really going to be a thorn in their side. I just have this feeling. The actor's a good actor. I kind of like him. At the same time, I swear to God, on Friday's episode, when Brent was over there dropping off the watch, it looked like Will just wanted to deck him. Or is it just me? The way he was looking at him, like, it was like a look
still a little jealous. I mean, even though, you know, maybe don't want to admit it, he's still, you know, not quite sure, I think.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I think, you know, I think what Will's trying to do is try to be a little more strong. I think he's really trying really hard not to make a big deal out of it because he doesn't want to probably cause any problems. But even Sonny, when he came back to the apartment, he seemed like, you know, I probably should have told you, or, you know, left a note, or I was going to be out all night or something like that. And even he looked a little hesitant, like maybe he thought Will might have a problem with that. And of course, Will was like, no, it's fine. I told you to go. You know?
Yeah, he's the one who told him to go. So.
And I did love the song. Yeah. The little Lucas, when he was talking to Will, that little Alice mention, which I loved.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alice. Mm-hmm.
I was like,
oh. Yeah, that was the first time they mentioned it, her for a while, yeah.
I just like the little, when I do that, they add those little things in there, it makes me happy, you know? It must be something small like that. I love that hug that Lucas gave him when he was hugging Wolf from behind like that. I thought that was so sweet.
Will got it right because him and Sammy didn't. You know,
yeah,
the maturity at their age, you know, he says, well, we're still not much, meaning neither one of them still have matured, you know, and there's Will at his age, a lot more mature than they are. You know, they got it. He got it right.
When Will was still living with Sammy, I swear to God, it seemed like he was more of a parent to those kids than Sammy was. Taking care of them and feeding them, taking them to places they needed to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wasn't really worried when Will was going to become a father. I'm like, well, he's been a parent for years. You know? I'm trying to think what else annoyed me. What was else's week that was really painful?
Oh, has anyone noticed how Sammy, Rose was talking about this earlier tonight with me. She says, have you noticed how Sammy's popping up in everything right now? And I'm thinking, well, maybe Allie's behind in her guaranteed episodes. So I was trying to put her in everything.
It's possible.
But there was that scene at the hospital where Sammy's like, for some reason, Teresa reminds me of me. It was so
awkward. I love that.
It was weird. It was funny. It was like, but you know what I didn't like about that, though, is it's totally like, okay, now we're using Sammy to pimp this new character, just like they used to do with Daniel when he first came on and he was the miracle worker all that.
Well, they're cousins, I guess,
like,
you know.
Yeah, but it's kind of, and I see that part, but it's kind of like, really, we still have Sammy. We don't need a new Sammy. We've got Sammy.
And like Sammy was like, Julie even said, Sammy was like Julie, because Julie was like, kind of like that too when she first came on. She was shoplifting.
Yeah.
She was kind of like Sammy. And Julie's even said that about how Sammy reminded her of, you know, how she was when she was younger. Yeah. So.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this whole rape thing because Sammy tried to kill him thing. I know it's from the medication they gave
her. Get her in more trouble? I don't know.
What? I was really disappointed, and I don't want to piss off Anna, but I think I'm going to. I was disappointed by Kate this week. I love Kate, okay? I really do.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm thinking the minute he said that to her, she should have went to his doctors immediately and said, guys, you need to know something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I couldn't get the protecting Sammy thing.
Yeah.
Why would
she
hates Sammy.
I know.
That was weird. I wonder why she didn't run it. Maybe because she was annoyed that he was talking about Sammy and not her or something. I mean, I don't know where that was coming from.
Yeah.
You
but then she did finally tell,
though.
And
say, hey, he talked again or something.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting.
I love Kayla. She goes, is there anything else you've left out? I was hysterical going,
Kayla's getting
spicy. She started to go, if it's something personal, we can go in the other room or something. Like maybe Kayla's starting to think, okay, maybe he said something kind of naughty to her, like, you know, don't your girlfriend or something, you know. This was kind of
did he remember that?
Well, you know, he had a couple of flashbacks that were actually to all of us Rape fans. They were new clips. There weren't ones that had been taped before or seen before.
Oh.
So it was nice that they put in a couple of new scenes for us since it's been like 2 months since we've had any rape scenes.
Right.
It was nice that they were able to at least see them in bed again for a change, even if it was a new one.
Yeah, but I did get a kick how Kate acted like what Rafe told her was not that big a deal. I'm like, I think to myself, I think it's kind of a big deal. And
this
guy just came
weird.
He just came out of this coma. He's very vulnerable right now, and he says that he thinks his ex-wife tried to murder him, and he's asking why did she do it because he doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand he was beaten nearly to death. He doesn't know he was put in a medical induced coma. So he has no idea what's going on. And I'm thinking to myself, if it was me, I'd be going, I need to go talk to a doctor. I just thought, like, what was that about? You know, it was weird.
Yeah.
I just hope there's no medical consequences for this. I'm just hoping that the stress of him thinking this doesn't cause more health problems for him.
Yeah.
Because I think it would freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody's going to tell him, you know, exactly what happened sooner or later, you would think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see his reaction when he finds out that Sammy killed
his
cop
and
came to his room.
I'm just glad he has memories of having been with Kate so that
even
if he hasn't processed it all yet and he doesn't understand all of it yet, at least that's in his memory bank because I was afraid maybe he wasn't going to remember her at all. So I thought it was so funny how Abe and Kayla were setting the stage for the big reveal of when he woke up thinking, you know, wow, if he wakes up and he doesn't remember the last 6 months, he won't remember Kate, and that will be awkward. And then it's like, oh, if he doesn't remember last year, he'll think he's still married to Sammy and everything.
He'll
still
be married to Sammy, yeah.
You know, this is kind of funny.
Oh, and what was it, the whole scene when it was Sammy and Kate and Gabby's doing the whole I'm a bitch again thing. And then Sammy pointed out, you were in the hospital because you were dehydrated. And I'm going,
yeah, that's funny.
You know, I still don't understand how that's Sammy's fault. Apparently she has to make sure Gabby drinks her water.
But Sammy does seem to have a bad impact on anybody in the hospital. she keeps getting kicked out of hospitals because of that. And she shoots people there, too, which is another bad habit to have.
Mm-hmm. A line that I thought was really weird was Kate and Sammy talking. It was the implication that since, you know, Sammy chose to be with EJ and that Rafe and her were over, it's like she's not supposed to care about what happens to Rafe anymore. I didn't understand that line. That was kind of weird to me. I would think even if someone was my ex and I would still care about them. He was like a father to her kids.
Yeah. For anybody, yeah.
So I think they're always in each other's lives. You can love somebody, but you just can't be with them, you know.
Right.
I think maybe Kate was feeling a little weird about it and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what
that
was about.
She's a little insecure, like she doesn't know, like, what's, you know, she's worried about him, wondering what's, you know.
I'm assuming once Rafe realizes, you know, Sammy didn't actually try to kill him, he's probably going to want to talk to her, you know.
Yeah.
I would assume he would want to, and probably ask what did I miss? Because they're gonna fill in a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like his niece was born. Will was shot by the same crazy guy who beat you to death, nearly to death, and you know his soon to be ex brother in law.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot he needs to know about. So it's kind of a lot to have to deal with. JJ is annoying as usual. I have no problem with the actor, really. I'm sure he seems like a nice guy on Twitter. Sometimes I'll read something he writes. So I don't have a problem with him-wise. I think he's definitely improved since he first started. He seems a little more comfortable in the role. But I don't know. It's like they're trying too hard to make him some kind of bad boy. Why don't they just do a little bit and give him some room to just, you know, flourish, you know, like they should
be normal,
doing. Yeah. You can be pissed off. You don't have to be, like, you know, want to sell drugs. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I understand, you know, especially with the loss of a parent, and since he wasn't allowed to be around his mother or sister at the time, he probably felt really isolated away in, was it London he was in? I don't remember where he was.
Switzerland?
That would make any, so you can understand why he might be a little pissed off, especially if he comes back and finds out she's moved on 2 minutes later to another guy. And you can have him acting out. You don't have to have him do. They shouldn't be trying this hard. You know what I mean? Like shoplifting and trying to set up drug business. I mean, really, they're trying way too hard. You know? It's like they're trying to make him totally unlikable that way. What, you know, so that Jennifer Daniel look like wonderful people and he's the bad person. I don't want to see that. They've already done that with Nicole and Chloe. I don't want to see that happen again.
Yeah.
You know, I really just don't.
Yeah. Well, I kind of hope there is, if Therese is going to be on all the time, I really hope there is more to it than her just being a rebellious brat, you know? It would be an interesting turn if she really was an undercover agent. But I don't know if they're just doing that as a red herring or what, because they just keep talking about how, you know, starting this fresh life, this new life and all. Well, now what could be interesting is if she was an undercover cop or in some sort of FBI or something and had a bad experience and just needs to start over kind of thing, then that could be kind of cool. But, I'm just thinking there could be, you know, there could be something interesting, but we get into trouble every time we think that characters have an interesting backstory like Rafe, and then we find out that they really don't.
they change their backstory too.
We talked about a long time ago. He was an orphan. Oh yeah, well we forget about that.
Yeah, he was an orphan. Yeah, but then all of a sudden he has like three brothers and sister.
Wife that died and all this other stuff. He had all these interesting.
There's ex-wife. Yeah,
but
that kind of fishy there.
Yeah, but none of them ever came to the forefront. So, you know, I don't always put a lot of stock in all of that. But I do think that, you know, it would make it more interesting if there were some layers there that we're not seeing right now. Then I could maybe handle the story a little better, I think. Because right now it's seeming very one-dimensional to me, I guess, is what I'm being annoyed by, you know. It's like J.J. hardly has any redeeming qualities. The only redeeming quality I've seen so far is he was good with Ariana. That's about the only thing. He was cute with a baby. But other than that, he basically has no redeeming qualities. And Teresa doesn't have a whole lot going for her either otherwise. So it would be better if there was more to it, you know. Down the road, so.
And I really love the hiring process of the hospital. I mean, she didn't get the job because she deserved it. She got it because she's a Brady.
She's a Brady.
Yeah.
I can just hear Anne right
Anne's
now
because she's
love,
Kayla's
Anne's
niece.
Love that. Yeah, Anne's gonna love that one, isn't she? Yeah.
Oh,
the Brady's and the Hortons again.
Well, unless she was there planted as some sort of secret agent there. See, that could have been another angle.
See, there's the drugs that were being stolen from the, right? There's some trouble at the hospital, too.
Right.
So she's there for the hospital.
Yeah.
That's why she's there.
So it could be that she's there to bust JJ, which could be in the little pharmaceutical ring that he's got going, yeah. So you never know. You never know. But
I love
somehow I have a feeling the fans always come up with way more interesting scenarios than a lot of times the show goes through. So I don't know.
I mean, I do have to admit, I do like the scenes with Teresa and Jennifer and how much you can see she just does not like Jennifer at all. Doesn't think much of her.
Yeah.
I guess she looks her off and rolled her eyes.
I don't really recognize Jen much anymore, but I will say this, that I do admire her arms. She's got some rocking arms, I got to tell you. I mean, her biceps, I for a woman of about the same age, I admire her, you know, her upper arm strength, if you will. But, anytime a woman in her late 40s can be rocking the sleeveless and looking really good, I'm proud of her. She's representing. On that, I'll give her credit, but and I do think they've improved her wardrobe lately, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not seeing as many Caroline Ingalls references in her wardrobe.
Oh, no, that one outfit she had on, that black thing, the crisscross.
Yeah. Yeah,
sleeveless.
That was a little different.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess I was admiring her arms so much that I really wasn't paying attention to the wardrobe this week. But anyway, but I will say at least she's loosened up a little bit as far as that goes, which I think is a plus for her, because I just kept thinking, gosh, she's so frumpy. Gosh, she's so frumpy that, like, I can't even see Daniel looking twice at her the way she would dress and do her hair a lot of the time. But lately, I've been liking her hair more, and I've been liking her wardrobe a little more. So I don't know why, but, you know, maybe they made some character changes. I don't know, let's see.
I had a question for you, both of you.
Uh-huh.
It was about the Kristen's video. When it gets shown, which we know it's going to, obviously, aren't they going to put? Isn't she at least suspicious of the fact that this has happened when Eric can't remember anything? As in the fact he got sick and this happened in his hotel room.
How is she going to get away with the fact that everybody knows he got violently ill while he was out of town, and that's obviously the room that Nicole can identify the room. So it's like, how are they not going to tie it back to her? Are they going to have to say that he was so physically ill from having sex with her that he's still having a toxic shock later? I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand. They're going to say, well, then it must have been Kristen that poisoned him, you know, because she was there with him in the room.
Unless they try to blame Nicole for some reason. But, and you would think that the hotel.
See, I was waiting for them to do that, to blame Nicole.
I mean, the hotel cameras could identify Kristen in a black wig, you know, in the lobby. I mean, really? I mean, come on. So, I don't know. I just wonder about
that. We can definitely tell that it is Kristen in the video, right? Or is she going to make it older that you can't tell who the woman is?
So that's why it doesn't make any sense.
See, I thought they were going to maybe try to blame it on Nicole, or you know, that Nicole poisoned him because she's the one that found him or something. But I don't know. I know that doesn't make sense. I don't know how
what is Brady
she's going to explain
about all this. You know, what is Brady going to think? He's going to put, come on, he knows that Eric was found there by Nicole and how sick he was and hit him in the hospital. He's going to probably put two and two together. Hopefully he will, or at least Nicole will.
Let's hope he doesn't blame Eric. I mean, knowing what all Kristen did, manipulated him with John, right away you would think, you know, I don't know how she, well, she's so deluded anyway, so maybe she's not thinking this as true as she did the other things, because she's just so...
Right.
She really lost it. I don't know.
Especially after Brady left her after
as somebody who's not a fan of Chris and Namira, when I'm scheduling my U-verse to record every day of days, and I look at the description, and Chris is the first name, the first word in like 4 out of 5 of the days, it's a little depressing to me. You know, I'm like, you know.
She's on just about every day.
I know. It's annoying to me because I'm just not a fan. So, therefore, every time I see her on there, I'm just like, oh. I mean, a little bit of her is fine, but it just goes a long way for me. So, let's see. I don't know. Did we miss anything? I'm trying to think. We documented Sammy's bra color this week. We documented the status
of matched her dress.
We've managed to document the status of EJ's chest hairs.
Always fun.
And always a good time. In fact, that might be worthy of just to double check, make sure we saw that he had chest hair this week. It might be worth a rewatch on that. I don't know. Just purely for the sake of research, not for any other reason. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I did think it was funny that the picture of EJ and Sammy, she had the same exact color on in that picture, just different sleeves. So maybe the artist just didn't like the sleeve she was wearing, and I'm just kidding. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. And, you know, now we're always going to see that picture in the background. So every time somebody...
Because you always saw Stefano's in the background. Yeah. You guys see that
but
background.
But theirs is even brighter, so we're not going to be able to miss it. And I'm always like, does nobody care that somebody could walk into that mansion at any time? I mean, you know the Harold never got, you know the door's never locked over there, and you know Harold is not at the door half the
time. They don't
care.
At that point, they're not thinking.
People always have sex on that sofa. It's like, do they not care that somebody could walk in? Anyway.
I think they had sex on the chair and on the sofa
and on the
table. Yeah. Yeah. They went around the room. Yeah.
They were going around the room. That brings me
meaning
to they worked the room.
They worked the room. Yeah.
Boy, and he got a little violent with her, turning her around like that, the mirror. I was like, I thought it'd be Marianne.
When he grabbed her and turned her
around. Marianne's looking for that, and she's watching that. That got her attention.
I swear there was a smack, but, you know, that's just me, so whatever.
Uh-huh.
Writer's take, you know.
Maybe there to be one.
Yes, she needed one, so whatever.
Yes.
That was hot, that's all I can say.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, my hope for next week is Kate and Rafe are on more together, and that... I really think she needs to start giving him therapy of some sort. Oh, and I did tweet about this, but I had to laugh so hard on Monday's episode, which I didn't watch till Friday night. But Monday's episode when Kate and Gabby and Daniel are in the, I think it's Daniel, are in the room with Rafe, and he says something like, try not to talk, be very quiet, and offer as little stimulation as possible. And I thought, you're telling Kate to offer as little stimulation as possible. I like, thank you, Richard Coulton. That was an awesome line. I loved it. As a Kate fan, I loved it. I mean, of all phrases, that just cracked me up so bad. I'm like, you do realize, Daniel, that, and I know you do because you were with Kate at one point, stimulation is kind of her thing. So anyway, I just thought that was funny. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little twisted, maybe slightly. I don't know. But I thought that was pretty funny. So anyway, but All right, ladies. Well, right. I don't know. I think have we beat it to death? Have we covered everything? I think we have.
Oh, yep, I had like one final thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Twitter a few days ago, and someone pointed out the fact that Daniel, his obsession with finding what's wrong with Eric is a little creepy. They're starting to wonder whether he groped him. It's not Daniel's intense focus and obsession about finding what's making Eric sick is a little creepy. And
I wonder if he's going to start having a flashback
or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good possibility. Very good possibility, sadly.
You know, he isn't his patients. I'm still afraid that he groped Will when he was doing surgery.
Well, poor Bo, that's probably why Bo left town, because he never recovered from 5 years ago when he was in the hospital.
Yes.
That's what happened to Bo. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay. So, see what they can entertain us with next week. Jammy.
Mm-hmm. I love them. Even when they're fighting, they're so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
All righty. Well,
all right.
I guess
that's it for this week.
We'll chat next week then. Hopefully we'll have another good week this week. This is a sweet month, so maybe we'll see some more good stuff.
Okay.
All right. Well,
should
take care, everybody.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.